This is Ozarks at Large, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And you're hearing this Friday, but in our world, it's Thursday because I need to be out of town. And that means I have no idea what to tell you about what's going on this weekend. Not a clue.
You have things to tell us, but you should check with the event coordinators to make sure that they're still going on because a lot of things have been. I know there are a couple of things as we are talking right now that have been rescheduled.
Exactly.
Such as Touch a Truck and Horses for Healing, their golf tournament. Both of those things. So here with the disclaimer, check with these people to make sure it's still happening.
I can pretty much promise you that Rogers Little Theater will be on stage with Love, Loss, and What I Wore.
Because it's indoors.
Exactly. And it sounds like a really fun show. As someone told me when we talked about it, guys remember where they remember a moment based on the car they were driving or the music they were listening to.
I'd say that's true.
But women remember a moment by what they wore.
It's true, I do.
Do you remember, what was your first outfit like for first grade? Do you remember?
I went to a Catholic school, so we had uniforms.
Oh, you knew what it was. I remember what I wore to prom. I remember what I wore to my first high school homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
It was a red and black, really short skirt with a long vest, red and black plaid.
Mm-hmm.
Hideous. Hideous. But women remember that way. And this whole play is based on that premise. That's not what the monologues are about.
Okay.
The monologues are about life and being female and love, loss, and what I wore. It's written by Nora and Delia Ephron.
Right.
So you know it's going to be honest and sometimes surprising and really interesting. And I'm very excited about it. They call it a dramedy.
Okay.
Which means you should laugh and cry. And the director, Joseph Farmer, says that you don't have to have a passion for fashion. He loves to entertain and he loves to be entertained. And so he tried to take the gender part out of the show and make it as entertaining as possible. And Lauren Levine, who is one of the actresses, said, well, you know, it might give men some insight about women's relationships to their clothing.
There you go.
The show opens at 8:00 Friday night. And continues with shows at 8:00 Saturday and 2:00 Sunday and again next weekend. And there will be a Mother's Day special event on the 12th. Tickets are $16 for the balcony and $45 with dinner at 631-8988. And there's a bonus to this show.
Oh, yeah?
Accessories dressing the set are going to be sold to the audience before each performance.
Oh.
With 50% of the proceeds going to the Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter.
Well, that's really cool.
So also this weekend, and here's the disclaimer, check with the venue, because I don't know yet what it's going to do. I know it's icky and cold already today. So it's Birder Weekend at Devil's Den State Park. It's all free, and it starts on Friday and continues through Sunday. It's May Fine Arts Month in Eureka Springs, and the Art Rages Parade is scheduled for 2:00 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Mason McGraw is the Grand Marshal.
Oh.
Sphere is supposed to open Saturday night at dusk in Basin Park. It's an installation by Robert Norman in Eureka Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Crow Johnson is supposed to come out of her semi-retirement to play at Ozark Folkways near Winslow on Saturday evening at 7:00. It's a new outdoor stage. Check with 634-3791. The Fort Smith Symphony is playing a Sonic Boom concert at 7:30 Saturday. That's inside the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. Call 452-7575 to see if there are tickets available. And it's Spring Arts and Crafts Fair weekend.
Oh, it is!
Because you could schedule that in July and it would still do this.
Sure.
So, Art on the Creek is happening at Wishing Spring Gallery in Bella Vista. That's from 8 to 5 on Friday and 8 to 5 on Saturday. These will all happen. The weather's just up to you. Ozark Regional Springtime Arts and Crafts Festival is inside at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale. That's 9 to 7 on Friday and Saturday. Free admission and parking. Frisco Station Mall in Rogers, again, inside.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 9 on Friday and Saturday, 10 to 6 on Sunday. Sharp's Antique Show and Craft Show, that would be across from the... Sharp's Arts and Craft Show, that would be behind the War Eagle Mill. 250 booths outdoors, 8 to 5 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Spanker Creek Farm Arts and Crafts Festival in Bella Vista, 8 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. Again, that one is outdoors. So put on your raincoat and your snow boots. And what month is it again?
May, last I heard.
Okay, have fun.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello, I'm Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday evenings beginning at 10 p.m. On the Friday edition of Shades of Jazz, we'll hear music from the master himself, Youssef Lateef. We'll also hear from Ciro Baptista, David Sanchez, Fred Freed, and much more. 2 hours of great jazz beginning at 10 p.m. That's Shades of Jazz.